In Albuquerque today, there will be a second public meeting of the state's Jobs Council. It was created by lawmakers earlier this year in the legislative session with the express purpose of looking at job creation over the next 10 years. House Speaker Ken Martinez says the hope is to bring statewide employment back to pre-recession levels.
We went into the recession late, but we're also coming out of it late. And we believe, as a legislature, with a bipartisan council, that we need to be very smart and strategic about what we need to do to bring good economic-based jobs to New Mexico.
Roman Abeta, the former Santa Fe County Manager, has officially declared his candidacy for mayor of Santa Fe in next year's municipal elections. With that, he joins a pool of hopefuls, including City Councilors Patty Boucher, Bill Demas, and Chris Rivera. Abeta currently serves as Chief Officer of the Santa Fe Boys and Girls Club. The city's top elected post is open, as Mayor David Koss announced some months ago that he would not seek another term. Anti-abortion activists are hoping to have Albuquerque mimic a Texas law just signed by Governor Rick Perry, outlawing abortion after 20 weeks. Organizers say that law could prompt women from Texas to alternatively seek such procedures here in New Mexico. KOB-TV's website reports that some 11,000 signatures have already been gathered, with another 1,000 needed by next week, in order to put the matter on the Duke City's October municipal election ballot. Governor Susana Martinez has announced an upcoming auction of unclaimed properties being held by the state. Thousands of items are now to be auctioned off by the State Department of Taxation and Revenue next week at Albuquerque's Convention Center. It's the state's first such auction since 1995. Among some 760 lots being offered are jewelry, coins, antiques, and collectibles, expected to bring in at least $1 million or more. The Made in New Mexico hit TV series Breaking Bad has received 13 Emmy Award nominations, including Outstanding Drama Series. The five-season show completed filming of its last episodes earlier this year and will begin airing them next month. Other nominations with the New Mexico connection went to SEAL Team 6, The Killing of Osama Bin Laden, which filmed at the old prison in Santa Fe, and HBO's Game of Thrones, based on the work of Santa Fe writer and resident George R.R. Martin. Over the past few weeks, monsoonal moisture has decreased fire dangers from extreme to low. With that, the Santa Fe National Forest is lifting its Stage 1 restrictions effective today. They were put into place back in May and banned campfires, smoking, and open burning within forest lands. Areas of the forest affected by the Tres Lagunas, Thompson Ridge, and Horoso fires will remain closed for public safety, as rains could now cause flash flooding. And weather for Santa Fe: partly sunny today with a high in the low 80s and a 50% chance for scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers. A 40% chance for precipitation throughout the weekend with highs in the low 80s and overnight lows in the low 60s. This is Dan Garrity for KSFR News.